WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. Get out your shorts and t-shirts today. A high near 82 a little bit later on, but you'll need your ear flaps because it's going to be a little windy. South to southwest wind, 15 to 25 with greater gusts possible today. It'll be a warm wind, that's for sure. The update is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff by Jones Chevrolet, along with the car and truck people of southwest Wisconsin, and Prem Meats and Catering of Spring Green. Prem's is small enough to know you, but big enough to serve you.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for a competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. With a week to go until the election, 86% of registered voters say they are prepared to accept the outcome of the election next week as legitimate, regardless of who they support. One of Donald Trump's most trusted allies, Steve Bannon, is out of prison. He was released this morning, having served more than 4 months for refusing to testify before Congress about January 6th.
Bannon surrendered July 1st at the low-security federal prison in Danbury, Connecticut. He was defiant, said he was proud to go to prison, accused President Biden, Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi, Attorney General Merrick Garland, and the Justice Department of tyranny. Bannon is expected to make remarks Tuesday afternoon in New York. ABC's Jonathan Carl, who's extensively covered Donald Trump, says there's no other advisor more influential.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson, Vice President Harris will present her campaign's closing argument from the Ellipse near the White House today. It's the same site where Trump encouraged his supporters to march to the Capitol on January 6th. Dodgers ahead of the Yankees, 3-0 in the World Series. This is ABC News. The family of a Texas death row inmate whose life was spared by the state's highest court at odds with itself. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan in Dallas.
Robert Roberson was convicted and sentenced to die for the killing of his own 2-year-old daughter, Nikki, in 2002, a crime he denies committing. Nikki's brother, aunt, and grandfather have admonished the committee that convinced the Texas Supreme Court to block Roberson's execution. They insist he's guilty. Thomas Roberson has issued an open letter of his own, insisting that his brother could not have hurt his daughter. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Roberson was convicted of shaking his daughter to death, but that kind of diagnosis has since been widely discredited by experts. Police in Montana are asking for the public's help in finding an axe. It went missing from a campsite where a man was found dead earlier this month. A friend of the victim blamed a bear attack, but investigators say he also had wounds that could have caused been axed. Two guns and a cooler are also missing. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility and retail market in Spring Green. Their state-approved facility offers an incredible selection of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, all at unbeatable prices. Plus, most of their products feature perfected recipes, so you'll keep coming back for more. Don't miss out on fresh take-and-bake pizzas. With locations in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, they also specialize in turning your venison into mouth-watering treats. Prem Meats and Catering, where big savings meet exceptional flavor. Visit them today.
Attention do-it-yourselfers and pros. At Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel, grab the Milwaukee M12 Fuel Hatchet 6-inch pruning saw kit for just $270, and they'll throw in a 2-pack of M12 batteries worth $130 for free. And check out these oil deals. Mobil 1, only $6.99 a quart. And Napa Premium Synthetic Blend, just $3.29 a quart. Hurry into Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel today. Quality parts, great prices, and expert advice.
64 degrees, that's right. The average daytime high for this time of year is quite a bit cooler. In fact, as Tony Schumacher mentioned, we could be 20 to 25 degrees above normal for this time of year a little bit later on today. But I've always been like, hey, normal is overrated, right? Coming up, we'll check forecast details.
It's quiz time. Here's your first question. Which senator joined the extreme left in Washington, D.C. to send COVID relief checks to prisoners, including the Boston Marathon bomber? Answer, Tammy Baldwin. Who backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin? Once again, Tammy Baldwin. Next question. Which senator even supported castration and mastectomies for minors? Time's up. It does sound crazy, but that was Tammy Baldwin again. Over and over, Baldwin has sided with the extreme left in D.C. Baldwin is for they, them, not you. And now for our final answer. It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Fall in love with shopping local at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. This season, embrace the cozy and shop where it matters most, right here in your community. From bedroom sets to lift chairs, we have everything you need to transform your home for the fall. Plus, you're supporting a local business when you choose us. Come in today and experience personalized service, unbeatable value, and that perfect piece you've been searching for. 172 South Church Street, downtown Richland Center. Or call 475-6090. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community.
Enjoy working with a locally owned mom-and-pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil and LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil and LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
The WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a home with less than 20% down is possible.
Today, a high in the low 80s expected. Mixed skies, windy with near record warmth. South to southwest winds 15 to 25, gust to around 35. 65 for tonight's low, tomorrow 77. Scattered rain, which could become heavy rain on Wednesday night. For Thursday, the high will only be at 55, so cooler than we're at right now. And then Friday, 53. Saturday, 60. And Sunday, 60 with occasional rain. Right now in Richland Center, we're looking at a record high hit at the studios in 2004 when it was 76 degrees. So it looks like that will be in jeopardy today. It is 64 at WRCO, WRCE on a Tuesday, October 29th.
Did you grow up on a tractor? Did your daddy let you drive? Tried. Did you cruise down a back road with your Dixieland line? Are you on the Chattahoochee on a barefoot blue jean night? Everybody got a small town anthem. Everybody got a story to tell. Everybody got a hallelujah. Everybody been through a little hell. When you're rolling down the two-lane highway and you turn your radio. Your country song. Do your exes live in Texas? Are you so lonesome you could cry? Are you heartbroken cause you know that ain't your truck in her drive?
Are your friends all in low places underneath the neon moon? Were you already country back when country wasn't cool? Everybody got a small town anthem. Everybody got a story to tell. Everybody got a hallelujah. Everybody been through a little hell. When you're rolling down the two-lane highway and you turn your radio on, tell me which one hits you, baby. What's your family tradition? What makes you turn it up? Make you raise your cup every time you listen.
Thomas Rhett on WRCO. Today is National Cat Day. So our cat, Annie, I think every day is her day, actually. She kind of rules the roost. It's International Internet Day. It's also Vote Early Day, World Stroke Awareness Day. It is also National Oatmeal Day. Enjoy that oatmeal. Indeed, I kind of am fond of that. I think I've become more fond of it through the years, oatmeal. And what I do is we got to put a little milk into it to kind of moisten it up a little bit. But I always put a dab of peanut butter right in the middle of it. Good stuff there, right? Here's Cody Johnson featuring Carrie Underwood.
Stars are gonna light up a midnight sky. The sun's gonna burn on the 4th of July. Tides are gonna turn with the pull of the moon. And I'm gonna love you.
Birds will fly south when the winter comes. Snow's gonna fall and rivers gone. Flowers gonna bloom.
Baby, I'm gonna love you.
Today's specials are country and community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
Restless Hearts on WRCO Radio with some 45 RPM memories right there. We'll see what the Quizzy Poo is about. We'll learn together when Hank stops by in just a couple of minutes.
Hey, Amy, make sure that gas tank is topped off.
Why is that?
Elizabeth Grabe wants to ban gas-powered cars, trucks, and even tractors.
That's insane.
That's not all. Extremists like Elizabeth Grabe are trying to eliminate fossil fuels, too.
That would destroy so many jobs, hurt our community, and drive costs even higher for families.
She doesn't care.
We need to keep Elizabeth Grabe out of the assembly.
I'm voting for Todd Novak. He's an independent voice, always working for us.
Paid for by Novak for Assembly.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from the Prescription Center. We have settled in nicely at our new home, 930 Sextonville Road, across from Simple Elegance. We are very grateful for those friends who have followed us to our new location. Please make sure that the hospital/clinic has the Prescription Center as your preferred pharmacy. Sometimes your pharmacy of choice has changed, so please check each time. Also, remind your provider before they send a prescription. We don't have a drive-thru, but we do have a drive-up. We will run your new or refill prescriptions to your vehicle. When you arrive, park by the door and call. For new prescriptions, call us as you leave the doctor's office so we can fill them and have them ready when you come. Again, it's Part D time. We will pick the plan that's best for you. We do take every plan. There are many changes this year, so let us help you pick the correct plan. Even if you don't come to us, bring me your drug list, and we will make sure that you have the least expensive option. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
At Wiffles Hybrids, we like to speak in metaphors. For example, when it's seed decision time and you're at that fork in the road and time is money, you might want to choose a partner that's a little more underdog, a little more David than Goliath, because you deserve a family-owned company that marches to the beat of their own drum, whose product lineup and customer service is the whole enchilada, the whole ball of wax, the whole kit and caboodle. Wiffles Hybrids. Plant your independence.
Having at least one major credit card and using it responsibly is a great way to build healthy credit. At WCCU Credit Union, we recognize that different lifestyles require different options. If you like to keep it simple, we offer a platinum card. However, if you enjoy earning perks, you'll love our Ruby Rewards or Emerald Cashback cards. Both come with great ways to earn points and some free travel insurance, too. At WCCU, not only do we offer some of the best Visa and MasterCard programs, but we also service them locally with people you know and trust. With holiday shopping and traveling coming up, now's a great time to apply online for your card at WCCU.coop. Or for more information, visit any of our WCCU offices.
Helping you feel.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
When it comes to breast cancer, early detection saves lives. When found early, most breast cancers can be cured. That's why regular screenings are so important. At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we offer the latest imaging technology, including 3D and diagnostic mammography, offering you convenience and peace of mind. If you're over 40, ask your provider when scheduling a mammogram might be right for you.
It's Quizzy Poo Day on the Roundup with Phil and Hank from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The Roundup is sponsored today by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Julie Karen State Farm, and Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Do you have what it takes to beat Phil Knee at a Quizzy Poo?
It's time for the Roundup.
To round it up on a Tuesday. How you
Good
doing, Hank?
Good morning, Philip. How are you doing?
Oh, just peachy.
How was your evening?
It was good.
Was
it? Absolutely. Yeah, it was a nice
June
night.
Okay?
Yeah. She's gotten over it.
I don't think so.
Well, you never know.
I'm not even going to ask, but anyway, I hope she's okay. did you see what I brought you?
I see there are some candy kisses.
There's 10 kisses from Hankaroo to Philaroo.
When somebody suggested kisses from Hank, I was a little leery, but there we go.
So we have 10 questions on the quiz.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Every one that you get right, you get a kiss.
Oh, all right.
So the last one is a red one.
Oh.
Okay. The first one, the first six are silver.
Okay. Right.
And then the last three are green.
Oh, okay.
And then the last one is red. So every one that you get right, you get a kiss from Hank.
Woo! Well, okay.
Anyway, so
what's a quizzy on today?
Well, it's on a couple different things. It's on cats is one.
Cats?
Yeah, because it's cat day.
National Cat Day.
Yeah, and what else is it day today?
Oatmeal?
It is on oatmeal.
Oatmeal. All right.
And then one random fact.
Oh, okay.
Well,
not
a fact, but we'll see what you do.
I might do all right. We'll
I think you'll do fine.
Okay.
I'm wanting to give you 10 kisses, Phil.
Oh, boy.
What? I don't have my Speedos on today. I should, though.
Can't unhear that.
I was wanting to know, you know, to raise some money for Grace, if I could go out and start washing cars, like in the front, in my Speedos. You know?
Probably not.
We don't think we'd.
I'm thinking the DOT would have something to say about that.
Well, I'm not that big, am I?
Well, no, but it would be a hazard for drivers driving by. Probably be a glare.
I'm sure you'd be more than a glare. Oh, look, WRCO, something's wrong with there.
Yep.
All right, young man, number one for the Quizzy Poo today.
All right.
All cats have retractable claws. True or false, Phil?
Trying to picture Annie at home.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
All right. Number two, cats only purr when they're happy. Number three, cats can't taste sweetness, Philip. Number four, cats sleep about 16 to 20 hours per day.
So does Hank.
Number five.
Five.
Adult cats meow primarily to communicate with other cats.
Meow. Meow. All right.
Here, kitty. Meow.
Meow. Yeah, that's more like a meow.
Oatmeal is a good source of vitamin C, Phil.
All right.
Seven. Instant oatmeal is always less healthy than other types of oats. Do you like instant oatmeal?
No, I do the steel cut.
The steel cut.
Put it right on the in the boiling water. June taught me how to make it. I'm a big boy now. I can make my own oatmeal.
She's just letting you grow up as you get older.
I know. Yeah.
Awesome. Nice job, June. Sad. What number are we on?
We're on number eight.
Oatmeal is high in protein, Phil. Oatmeal is high in protein.
Okay.
Number nine. Oatmeal is rich in antioxidants.
All right.
All right, buddy. It is illegal for some countries to smile on certain days.
That's the kicker. Right. Okay. Huh.
All right, buddy.
What do you got?
I don't know what you got. What do you think, buddy?
How many kisses am I going to get? 10 questions. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to say 7 today.
Really?
Yeah, I think I know what I'm talking
about.
You're
after a kiss from Hank.
Right.
All right. All cats have retractable claws.
False.
It is false. Most cats have retractable claws, but not all. Some such as species like cheetahs do not.
All right.
There's one kiss.
Take one Hershey's kiss. All right.
All right. Number two. Cats only purr when they're happy.
That's false.
It is false. Cats purr for a variety of reasons, including relaxations, pain relief, and even when they're scared.
Oh, yeah.
Number two.
People. All right. Woo-hoo.
Cats can't taste sweetness.
I'm going with true.
It is true. Cats lack the taste receptacles for sweetness.
Oh.
Unlike yourself and me.
Well, right. Yeah. Sometimes it'd be good if we couldn't.
Yeah, exactly.
Wouldn't eat as many sweets then.
Number four. Cats sleep about 16 to 20 hours a day.
It's got
to
be true.
It is true. Cats are known for their long naps, which help them conserve energy, along with Phil's cat naps during the afternoons.
$1 million cat naps.
Yep.
Four of them, baby.
Four of them. Adult cats meow primarily to communicate with other cats.
False.
It is false. Adult cats usually meow to communicate with humans than cats.
Yeah, right. I'll come out in the morning and she'll go, meow. She's saying good morning to me.
Yeah, she is. So. I mean, they're very, very, they're very outgoing.
Yep.
So especially if they're happy at home.
Then I try to pet her, and she goes,
yeah. And what number are we on?
We're on number six.
Oatmeal is a good source of vitamin C.
True.
That is false.
No!
Oatmeal contains many vitamins like B, but lacks C.
C. Oh, man.
Number seven. Oatmeal is always less healthy than other types of oats.
Oh.
Instant oatmeal is always less healthy than other types of oats.
False.
It is false. Plain instant oatmeal can be just as nutritious as steel-cut or rolled oats. It's added sugars and flavors that can make it less healthy.
Oh.
Like your peanut butter.
Peanut butter? Come on. That's a nice topping on it. It could be worse.
It could be.
Right. Could be like chocolate chips or something or whipped cream.
It's all good, isn't
it? Yeah, well, it would be. Anyway.
All right.
I get another one.
Number eight, oatmeal is high in protein.
I've got false.
That is false. Oatmeal contains protein, but is not considered high in protein, like, among other foods, compared to other sources, like meat or legumes.
Woo-hoo! Another one.
You're in the...
I'm into the green ones.
Whoa. Hey, you've stole one.
No, I didn't.
You did. How many you got right?
I have all but one right.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Uh-huh. And there are eight questions.
Okay.
Do the math there.
All right, well, I'm trying to avoid giving you the red one.
Oh, well, you probably will now.
Number nine. Oatmeal is rich in antioxidants.
True?
It is true.
Woo-hoo!
Oats contain antioxidants, including something, and then which are unique to oats and have anti-inflammatory properties.
Yes.
So.
All right. Oh,
all right.
One more.
Number 10, Phil. Number 10. It is illegal in some countries to smile on certain days.
It's pretty wacky. I'm going to say it's false.
It is false.
All right.
Although some holidays or events involve somber observances, there's no laws that outright ban on smiling.
Huh. Well, nine of ten.
You know what? Give that one to June.
Oh, wow. That'll sweeten her up.
Yep, you're going to need that.
Maybe we can turn the furnace on by December 1st.
You don't need the furnace.
Not today.
You need the air.
Yeah, we probably do. She won't let me turn that on either, so...
I turned the air off. I've covered it and took the power supply out of it. Oh, yeah. And the reason I take this power supply out of it, like the breaker, is once you cover it and say someone comes in and turns on that air.
Oh, yeah.
It would burn it up.
It would burn it right up.
So I take the power supply off of it.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I like to put a cover on it because it's a really nice place for the mice to build a nest.
Yeah.
In the wintertime. They got nice covered there.
Yeah, so. And, you know, do you feed them too?
Huh? Well, yeah, they take kernels of corn and things like that from the fields, and they make nests out of stuff.
They have a nice place there, don't they?
Yeah, they make nests out of stuff that they find in my garage.
No, that's, you know what?
Very nice.
You're so giving.
Uh-huh. I am.
So, yeah. Poor June.
Very poor
June.
What do you do?
What do you do? Yep. So, congratulations. Well, 9 out of 10 ain't bad, buddy.
9 out of 10 candy kisses today. How
that ain't
that?
Bad.
No.
That's not bad.
Maybe I'll throw them in my oatmeal.
Oh, or give them to Annie.
Yeah. All right. Have
buddy,
a good one there,
have a good day. Be kind.
Our personal service includes savings. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We're always looking for ways to bring you more value and convenience. That includes opportunities to save. For example, a savings may be available to those who choose to bundle a State Farm auto policy with a homeowner's policy. Lower premiums may apply if you have a new home or an older home with completely updated utility systems. Let's talk about the homeowner's insurance choices that make sense for you today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts has a wonderful selection of cemetery memorials in their sympathy room. Choose from beautiful silk or real flower arrangements, chimes, angels, crosses, and stone ornaments with meaningful tributes on them. Added Touch has a wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, and more. Ashley and the Added Touch team is your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com and like them on Facebook.
Hi, I'm State Representative Tony Kurtz, and I want to thank you for trusting me to be your voice in Madison for the last 6 years. I'm proud to be a leading advocate for rural Wisconsin and what we've been able to accomplish for our farmers, veterans, and middle-class families. But there's still more work to do, and that's why I'm asking for your vote. You can count on me to keep fighting for our region, our values, and our way of life. Thank you for your continued support.
Paid for by Kurtz for Assembly.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh sea sausage, cheese sauce. And the second bite is like fresh sea sausage, cheese sauce. You get, you get the idea. And now, get yours with a dollar any size soft drink. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Some notes from this day in history. In the year of 1929, October 29th, Black Tuesday descended on the New York Stock Exchange. Prices collapsed amid panicked selling, and thousands of investors were wiped out as America's Great Depression began. 1940, a blindfolded Secretary of War, Henry L. Stimson, drew the first number, 158, from a glass bowl in America's first peacetime military draft. And in 1998, Senator John Glenn, at age 77, returned to space aboard the shuttle Discovery, retracing the trail he had blazed as the first American to orbit the Earth 36 years earlier. Some notes from this day in history, October 29th. Now we'll see who's older and wiser as of today, courtesy of the Shoebox.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday, Nova Nelson, today from your friends at Richland Center Primary School. Chris Mulholland has a birthday, and greetings from Karen. Birthday wishes to Officer Nate Fogo. Happy 21st birthday. Love from your family, Mom, Dad, Hannah, Kensley, Marcella, and Sky. The Bloom City Town Crier salutes Braden Burns. Happy birthday, Braden, from the Richland Center Free Methodist Church. And greetings to Connie Dunn from the Richland Center United Methodist Church. To Kelly Collins from Little Willow Birthday Club. Happy birthday today from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions. To Isabel Eckes, also to Jordan and Kenneth Elliott. Have a great day, Lane Hefner. And Bernice Stanick, also Jameson Koska, and Frederick Tisdale, all celebrating birthdays today. Greg Rongholt, happy birthday from Five Points Lutheran Church. Happy birthday to Brother Greg from Jeff and Lori. And also have a great day today there, Mr. Rongholt, Greg, from Mom and Dad and all the family. Thanks for all you do, and have a great day today. Happy wishes today to a golden birthday celebrant. Happy golden birthday to Lane Hefner. Love from Mom, Dad, Logan, and Lily Claire. Let me do the math. Oh, 29 today. I've got it. Happy birthday to Bob Johnson from Ash Creek United Methodist Church. Betty Emerson from Ash Creek United Methodist Church. To Betty from Robin, have a nice day. And happy birthday to Betty Emerson from Pam. Greetings from the Richland Center Lions to Carter James Ryan, Betty Emerson, and Nate Fogo.
Antique, estate, pre-owned jewelry is the hottest trend in today's jewelry. Not only is J.J. Walsh Jewelers in Richland Center strong buyers of used jewelry, we have purchased a huge collection of estate pieces that are for sale every day. But since this has been such a hot category for us, this year we're bringing in a traveling estate jewelry show. Saturday, November 9th, we're hosting the nationally known Singer Estate Collection. They'll have hundreds of amazing pieces, including items owned by Elvis, Elizabeth Taylor, and more. And everything is for sale. Art Deco, Edwardian, Vintage, Art Nouveau, Mid-Century, and other styles for every taste. November 9th, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Downtown Richland Center.
Sure, it's election season, but there are some things that all of us should still be able to agree on. Like this, elections in Wisconsin should be decided by the citizens of Wisconsin. But our democracy is under threat from radical groups that are fighting to keep the door open for illegal immigrants and non-citizens voting. Your Republican state legislators passed an amendment that would make sure only citizens get to vote. But a network of radical groups and special interests are fighting against it. Groups that support mass amnesty for illegal immigrants, abolishing ICE and funding sanctuary cities, outright socialists, all working together to keep the door open to non-citizens voting in our elections. Wisconsin, we need to protect our elections. Vote yes on the referendum and support Republican candidates for state Senate and state assembly who are fighting to protect your vote. The Republican Party of Wisconsin paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
741, 65 degrees on a day that could be a record breaker, headed toward 82 later. Here is George Jones.
With time, my face has wrinkled, but my blue eyes still sparkle with the love I felt for you the day we met. To me, you're just as lovely as the first time I saw you. Times have changed, but our hearts haven't yet. I'm still the same old me, loving the same sweet you. Time hasn't smile is still as special as it was the day we married. Years haven't changed the love we share. I'm still the same old me, loving the same sweet you. Time hasn't withered.
That's right. anybody celebrating an anniversary today, we have some info to get you in the know with a look at sports next hour. We'll focus on the Richland Center Ithaca Cross Country Runners. I had a chance to interview them this week, and they're preparing for state. Also, details on another tough loss for the Bucks, having a hard time getting it going early on in the season. Although it really doesn't matter in October, but you hate to see a dig a big old hole below 500 and then try to dig out of it later. But anyway, details a little bit later on that. And our trivia question of the day. Joanne has the news coming up next.
Are you in the Christmas spirit? Bring your littles to Corton, Maine, as we are having our annual Photos with Santa coming up on November 9th from noon to 2. After photos, children can decorate a Christmas cookie provided by Corton, Maine. Photos will be taken by Heart and Hands Photography. We can't wait to see you on November 9th at Corton, Maine in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM.
Good morning. It's 65 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by the Philback Family of Dealerships, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and Capital Wealth Advisory Group. A wind advisory is in effect for Crawford, Grant, and Richland counties from 10 this morning to 10 tonight. Our forecast calls for mixed skies, windy with near record warmth, a high of 82, with south to southwest winds 15 to 25 miles per hour, and gusts around 35 miles per hour. Tonight, some clouds, breezy and abnormally warm, a low of 65, with south winds 12 to 22 miles per hour. Currently in Richland Center, with north-northwest winds at 6 miles per hour, it's 65 degrees.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulotz. The body of a man was found after a search of a home by law enforcement in Prairie du Chien Friday. Police said that they were called to do a welfare check on a man and found him dead at the home. A 39-year-old man was arrested. According to a release, the dead man had wounds from a sharp object. The investigation led to a search of a home in Grant County as well. Police said that the incident was, quote, not random, and that the suspect and victim knew each other. Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance brought policy comments to a stop in Wausau Monday, but also attacks on Vice President Kamala Harris. Vance attacked Harris on energy policies and inflation, saying a Trump administration would allow more oil drilling and require that newly built homes go to American families. The Harris-Walz ticket continues to campaign throughout Wisconsin. Lisa Hale reports.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is in Manitowoc Monday at a union-supported factory, encouraging voters in northeast Wisconsin to vote early for Vice President Kamala Harris and Democrats throughout the ballot. This was Walz's first visit to Manitowoc and his seventh to Wisconsin as vice presidential candidate.
She understands that manufacturing jobs are the ticket to the middle class, a ticket that doesn't require you go into debt with a college degree. And under her leadership, we're winning the race to make sure the future is made in America.
Later in the day, he attended a private event in Waukesha.
The Harris-Walz campaign says former President Bill Clinton is slated to visit the Fox Valley and Milwaukee Thursday. Clinton's visit comes roughly a week after former President Barack Obama campaigned with vice presidential nominee Tim Walz in Madison. Clinton is expected to tout Harris's agenda while encouraging Wisconsinites to vote early for Dems across the ballot. This will be Clinton's first visit to Wisconsin during the campaign cycle. Voters in some Wisconsin school districts are facing big funding requests in their ballots. State Department of Public Instruction data indicates at least 121 districts putting referendum questions before voters, including some with more than one on the same ballot. That's the case in Madison Metropolitan Schools, requesting $100 million over 4 years for operations, and a second referendum asking for facilities bonds totaling $507 million over 23 years. More than a dozen Milwaukee area districts have referendums. In the Arrowhead District, voters are being asked for $261 million for facilities and $7.6 million for operations. Voters in the Cudahy District are being asked for $12.4 million for facilities and $10.4 million for operational expenses. And voters in Green Bay Area Public Schools are being asked to approve a $183 million capital referendum to address safety and renovations. Locally, the Ithaca School District is asking voters to approve an operational referendum in the amount of $1.3 million each year for its duration of 4 years. As its name implies, revenue received via an operational referendum is used to meet the cost associated with operating the district, which may include to attract and retain qualified teachers, Chromebooks for one-to-one instruction, access points to provide a reliable internet connection school-wide, additional safety operations, and a school bus with the intention of returning to a biannual purchase rotation to minimize repair cost. In addition, the Baraboo School District is seeking $85.7 million. The Iowa Grant District is seeking $1.2 million. The Lafarge School District is seeking $900,000. The Wisconsin Dells District is seeking $4.5 million, and the Reedsburg District has two referendum questions totaling $30 million. The Biden administration wants to require private health insurers to cover all approved forms of birth control, even over-the-counter options. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin President Tanya Atkinson says it's a step in the right direction and makes sure people can have complete coverage when some birth control options don't work. The rule would make clear provisions in the Affordable Care Act that require contraception coverage by insurers. A number of plans have denied coverage to OTC medications, while others restrict access to just a few forms of birth control. It's unclear if the rule will be implemented by the time President Biden leaves office in January. Several key deadlines are approaching for eligible registered Wisconsin voters seeking to cast an absentee ballot before next week's general election. In-person absentee voting will be held through Sunday. Importantly, the times and locations of in-person absentee voting differs from municipality to municipality, so you will need to check with your municipal clerk as to opportunities to cast your absentee ballot. Some smaller jurisdictions choose to offer IPAV by appointment only. You may view IPAV availability by entering your voting address on the My Vote Wisconsin website. Meanwhile, Thursday is the last day to request an absentee ballot by mail, online, email, or fax for the November 5th general election. In practical terms, though, that results in an unrealistic time frame for you to complete the ballot and return it to your clerk by Election Day. If you need assistance with energy or heating bills, the Wisconsin Public Service Commission encourages you to act now before the disconnection moratorium kicks in. Bureau of Consumer Affairs Director Brad Rose says the moratorium prevents utilities from disconnecting essential services to residential customers from November 1st to April 15th. Rose says customers should contact their utility provider before November 1st to make a payment or arrange a payment plan. Rose says utility providers, utilities are not required to reconnect service until payment arrangements have been made. More information is available on the Public Service Commission website, psc.wi.gov/pages/home.aspx. The Richland Hospital and Clinics has received an American Heart Association Outpatient Program Achievement Award in recognition for its commitment to reducing the risk of heart disease and stroke by improving blood pressure management. The awards recognize a commitment to following the latest evidence and evidence-based care guidelines. Nearly half of all adults in the U.S. have some form of cardiovascular disease, including heart attack, stroke, or heart failure. High cholesterol, type 2 diabetes, and uncontrolled high blood pressure are leading risk factors for cardiovascular disease, but with timely diagnosis, research-based treatment, and education, these conditions can be managed. The Outpatient Achievement Award programs put the expertise of the American Heart Association to work for hospitals nationwide, helping ensure the care provided to patients is aligned with the latest evidence and research-based guidelines. As a participant in the Target BP program, TRHC was recognized after demonstrating how their organization has committed to improving risk factor management for patients. This year, TRHC received Target BP Silver recognition, jointly presented by the American Heart Association and the American Medical Association. A United States Department of Agriculture rule requiring newly applied cattle and bison official ID tags to have both a visual and electronic component will go into effect on November 5th. Currently, the only official tags that meet these requirements are 840 RFID tags. The requirement applies to official identification placed for any reason, including interstate movement, brucellosis vaccination, and tuberculosis testing. Cattle tagged with visual-only official tags prior to November 5th do not need to be retagged unless they lose their ID. These changes only apply to official ID for cattle and bison. The purpose of this rule is to improve livestock traceability. Electronic identification tags and systems provide many advantages over traditional metal tags, including faster information sharing, more accurate and precise identification of animals, and significantly faster record searches during disease outbreaks.
Hello friends, Mark Philback here from the Philback Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Bosqueville, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philback.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting. So why wait? Come down to the Philback Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philback Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Today is Tuesday, October 29th. Tina Marie Main, 63, of Bosqueville, died last Tuesday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A gathering of family and friends will be held today from 4 until 7 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be held tomorrow morning at 10 at the Richland Center Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Tina Marie Main, 63, of Bosqueville. John E. Reuter, 70, of rural Loganville, died Friday after a three-year battle with colon cancer. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Loganville. Burial will follow at St. John's Cemetery, Loganville. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg today from 5 until 7. Friends may also call at St. John's Lutheran Church in Loganville Wednesday from 10 until 10:45. In lieu of flowers, the family requests donations be made to the Reedsburg Outdoor Club to assist with the Hunter Education Program. John E. Reuter, 70, of rural Loganville. Julie Ann Jarvis, 54, of Richland Center, died Thursday at home. A celebration of life will be held at noon Saturday, November 30th, at Mel's Micro. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Julie Ann Jarvis, 54, of Richland Center.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
A Red Cross blood drive will be held today from 9:30 to 3:30 at Lake Ridge Bank in Cross Plains, and another one will be held today from 11:30 to 5:30 at Ho-Chunk Gaming in Baraboo. Appointments are encouraged by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or go online to redcrossblood.org. The 8 o'clock ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services. Mixed skies, windy with near record warmth, a high of 82, and blustery with south to southwest winds 15 to 25 miles per hour and gusts around 35 miles per hour. Currently, it's 65 degrees at 8 o'clock.
Kamala Harris.